Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to the Happiness Is podcast with me, your host, Bruce Aitchison from Happiness Egg Shape. We are back and we are back with another special, another Doddy Weir inspired special. Something else is happening for the foundation, as if Kenny Logan wasn't enough, as if Stuart Tom wasn't enough, as if Doddy Aid wasn't enough. We are just growing and getting bigger. This is crazy. This is daft. This is everything that Doddy would laugh at and love. Let's not waste any more time and bring in the men at the top from the valleys, from that beautiful country of Wales that we all love and cherish and hold as brothers. The man, Rob Boynes, and then former president of Scottish Rugby. He's got it all and he's got the tattoo to prove it. The one and the only, Mr. Ian Barr. Gentlemen, an absolute pleasure to see you. How are you?
All good, thank you very much.
Good, thanks, Bruce. How are you? Good to see you.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm better. I have to probably have a little honesty call here that this is take two because my take one didn't quite happen. So thank you for your persistence and your patience, gentlemen. Let's waste no more time. Ian, we've got a crazy challenge ahead, all in the name of Doddy Weir and the My Name is Doddy Foundation. What makes this foundation, this cause, so very special to you?
Do you know, Doddy Weir was such a legend. He took on a horrible, horrible illness. He has brought it into the public domain. It's in everybody's mind. The man's an absolute legend, and it seems a terrible thing to say. He has grown in stature since he passed, but he was such an enormous character before that. He just inspires people to do things. We've seen it with Kevin Sinfield. We've seen it with all the other people that he touched. It's just phenomenal. So we're just delighted to be part of it.
It's incredible. Rob, I mean, you've got to know Ian from Last Wade. This thing's brought you together. Tell us that story. How did the two of you become muckers to come up with daft plans?
Well, we had the honour of being in Rob Wainwright's core team last year. And I guess we hit it off on the first night when we had a beer together and in the night before we started. And we sort of just started hitting it off and getting to know each other and looking after each other. We became friends instantly. And on the ride, then we just sort of gelled and worked together on the ride with the rest of the teammates. And as the ride went along, Rob mentioned about his idea of all roads lead to Rome. And we came up with our back of the fag packet vision, which was quite fledgling at the time. And we decided, well, from the experience we had and the fun we've had together and the engagement we've done with the schools, we'd like to take that to another level. We weren't sure how we were going to do it, but fortunately, we've got a great team behind us and they've helped us take the fledgling, and we're certainly about to fly now. We're just about to leave the nest, I think.
It's amazing. Most of Rob Wainwright's plans seem to be on the back of a fag packet, if I'm not even sure there's that much space for him to put his plans. Ian, so you've both been involved in these crazy cycles between Murrayfield and Cardiff and that special relationship that we've got with our French brethren, and the families have come together, and all roads lead to Rome, was Rob Wainwright's kind of vision, but he needed some foot soldiers to kind of put this together, and the two of you have really taken this on, haven't you?
We kind of have. He set out what we thought at the time, and probably at the time he threw that out there, I must be honest, my arse was still sore from the last one. I was never going back on a bike again, which sounds strange from a spin instructor, but never mind. And Rob and I are former Ironmen, so we know what it's like sitting on bikes for long distances. But when Rob came up with that plan, immediately I just looked at Rob. Rob kind of looked at me, and we knew it was going to happen. This is craziness. This has taken people over 2,000 miles. And one of Rob's initial, or one of the initial things that was mooted was, we visit every stadium of the Six Nations en route to Rome. And Rob and I just thought that was, okay, it's crazy, but we thought it was a fantastic idea. And what we've tried to do, and what we've spent a lot of time doing, and I'm going to speak for Rob at the moment, we've got a great team of people who are doing a lot of organising, people from the, so we're one team. We're Welsh, we're Scottish, we're English, we've got British Lions, we've got celebrities, we've got so many people involved in this, and a great team that are putting all the plans together for us. So Rob and I, it's making it easy for us. So in a nutshell, 2,000 plus miles via Dublin, Cardiff, Twickenham, Paris, down to Rome. To play against the Italians and engage with as many people, as Rob said, engage with as many schools, as many businesses, touch as many people as we possibly can, get the message out there, like Doddy Weir would like to do, about fighting this horrible illness, and engaging with people.
Rob, this is the kind of idea that you sit around in a boozer some night or a rugby club, and there's a few empty pint pots on the table, and you go, do you know what would be funny? Imagine if we visited every Six Nations ground and we ended up in Italy and we watched the game, and people would then just leave it at that. But you boys have actually taken this whole thing on and you've planned the route. How is it actually going to work? What's the detail from when you leave Murrayfield to arriving in Rome? What's the detail of the ride?
Well, first and foremost, we weren't drunk when we planned it, but we were probably a little bit drowsy because it was probably in the middle of the night at 4 o'clock in the morning when we were discussing it. And if it wasn't for my wife's broth, we probably would have struggled more. the detail of the trip, we're going to meet up on the Wednesday in Murrayfield. We're going to engage with people in and around Murrayfield. And then we're going to go down to Lasswead, stay overnight in Lasswead, and travel from Lasswead over to Stranraer on the first morning, get the ferry over to Belfast, and then cycle down, meet people like Paddy Johns and his team, cycle there all the way down to Dublin. In Dublin, we'll get the night ferry across to Holyhead. So we'll get about 4 hours rest, I guess. And then we'll cycle then from Holyhead down to Cardiff on St. David's Day, which is going to be a great day for us, because visiting all the schools in Wales, when they're all in the national costume, having their concerts and them looking forward to seeing, you know, these rugby legends, which will be in our team, it's going to be massive for them. And we know that from the last two rides, how excited the school children will be and how excited the teachers will be as well to see us all. From there, we're going to meet up with some very important people in Cardiff on the night of March the 1st, St. David's Day. And do you want to tell us who they are again, Ian?
Well, we're hoping to meet up with, well, Carl Hogg's already agreed. He's going to come over from Gloucester and join us in Cardiff. Now, Hoggy, as you know, Bruce, as a border boy, played at Melrose alongside Duddy, another Fermor, played for Scotland. Great guy, lovely man, and just he's part of the Duddy Weir Foundation. He's part of the BRICS, as is his, and we shouldn't say it, maybe slightly more famous half, Jill, who...
Hoggy's done well there. Hoggy's punching so far above his considerable weight. It's not
absolutely
true.
Absolutely. And, you know, only Hoggy is a miserable Fermor, could take his wife for a night out in Selkirk to celebrate their wedding. But never mind, that's probably a border thing or a Scottish thing. But we're hoping that Jill's going to be there as well. And I think Rob's already said it's St David's Day in Cardiff. We're going to try and gatecraft somebody's dinner. Somebody's going to be having a big St. David's Day dinner in Cardiff. We're going to try and gate crash. And if we can get Hoggy and Jill Douglas there and Roger Baird and some of these people that are on our teams, we're going to go in there and rattle that can for Duddy Weir. And let's see what we can come up with.
And then Cardiff to Twickenham. Ferry across to France.
Yep.
Right. Now here's the bit I'm joining you for. Because there's a bit of a detour, isn't there? This is not just visiting the six state, there's a nice little detour in here.
There
you've
is
got, you've got very smug ex-president Mr. Barr. You've
go
got
on,
very
go on then, smug. Go on then, right. So
you could just go to Paris and then get to Rome, but no. There's a little no, it's not a shortcut, is it? Where are you heading?
Well, we are heading down to Grenoble, which is pretty close to the Alps, probably in the Alps, and either way, it doesn't matter which way you do this, you're going to have to cross over some pretty mountainous territory. But Monaco fits nicely just in that little corner before you go over the border. So as the route was coming through into the south of France, we thought, oh, we're going to go through Monaco. So what can we do special in Monaco? Does anybody know anybody there? So one of the guys, Rob Dury Dryden, who's in the Welsh half of the team, if you like, although he's an Englishman, Rob had played rugby there, so he knew one or two contacts. The only person I knew there was some guy, His Serene Highness Prince Albert. So I thought, you know what, we'll just send him a wee email, see what he's doing the day that we arrive in Monaco.
I love that you've got Prince Albert's email.
I could send you I sent the email to the box, but believe it or not, it came back to say His Serene Highness would be absolutely delighted to meet the team on the Tuesday, steps of the palace, 4 o'clock. So we've got a deadline to get to Monaco, and
I'll be there at 3:59.
You are the top man. So we had another wee issue. So and it probably fits into this part of what is so special about this. And the Monaco thing in itself is absolutely fantastic. What an opportunity. A team of complete lunatics, I have to say, who are all driven to do things to help other people. We're going to get there. We're going to have this pleasure and privilege. But what we're going to do, and Rob Wainwright has agreed to this, and the story will all start to unfold here. Rob Wainwright has always taken the match ball. It's his ball. We all follow because he is the man. He's the main man. We follow him everywhere we go. But Rob's kind of a day behind us with a smaller team. He's coming down with his call cyclists. So there's about 4 or 5 of them coming down. So we had talked about, and Rob and I had been on a call with Rob Wainwright the day before. And we said, how are we going to engage with the Italians? Because the Duddy Weir Cup's played between Scotland and Wales. How are we actually going to get the Italians harnessed in? So we kind of spoke about that, and I spoke to Rob in the morning. So, as you know, we're co-captain, so we spoke about how are we going to engage them. And I said, well, actually, I know Marco Catita really well. He's Massimo's twin brother, and for those that don't know, Scotland play Italy for the Massimo Cup in memory of Massimo, who wasn't just an Italian legend. He was a legend in Scottish rugby as well, coaching out at Edinburgh, helping the Scottish team with their scrummaging, etc., etc. And he unfortunately died of COVID, as did their mum and their twins, which makes it even more special. So we thought, wouldn't it be great if we could ask Rob Wainwright to give us the match ball We give it to our ambassador, Scotland legend and border legend, Roger Baird, British Lion. He presents the ball to Prince Albert of Monaco, who then presents it to Marcello Catita, the twin brother whose cup we're going to play for. He's joining us with an Italian team. He takes that ball to Rome and he goes onto the pitch and presents it to the captain that's going to kick off the game. Could we pull that off? Well, yes, we have. Unbelievable.
It's brilliant to have. It's like all these things do. It starts off with this idea and then it grows and it grows and it grows. And the bits that you've added on are, you know, it brings lots of the families together. It's a brilliant thing. Now you've got a really cool logo, and it's got numbers through the logo. Rob, I know how important these numbers are to this cause. We'll flash the logo up at some point, but it's a pretty cool thing. But the numbers mean something, don't they?
Yep. So we're called Doddy's Grand Slam, and in the word Doddy's, we've got the number one, which replaces the I, and that's in to commemorate the name of the judge, Paul Rendell from Wasps. We've got four for Ed Slater, who plays for Gloucester, or played for Gloucester, which replaces an A. And we've got five for Doddy, of course, which replaces the S. And then for Rob Burrows, we've got a seven, which replaces the L in Slam. So we incorporate all four names. And sadly, all those four guys have suffered terribly with this cruel disease, MND.
And then you've hit yourself with a target to try and raise $147,555. So it just keeps going. There's so many little subtleties to just engage with people and get people excited about it. So, Rob, you've spoken a little bit just at the beginning of the educational part. So what does that look like? How do you go about engaging with people and educating?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we've spent 2 years now, two trips rather, from Scotland to Wales and Wales to Scotland, and we've done our best to engage with schools. And as I mentioned earlier, the schools love it because especially the first year when it was post-COVID, they hadn't seen anybody, and suddenly you've got Martin Johnson turning up, who's, I don't know, 6'7", 6'8", and big Rob Wainwright and Paul Wallace and Roger Baird turning up in the yard with, you know, Welsh-speaking children who hadn't seen anybody outside their immediate family and school for however many months it was we had COVID. And they were making us Welsh cakes, they were making us teas and coffees, and, you know, whatever the weather, on a cold morning, they were there looking after us. And we visited about half a dozen schools. And then this year, I think we might have visited about 10 schools. And you could see how that was growing, the enthusiasm was growing. So we got big plans now to do like an education pack for the schools and engage with as many schools as we can. In the education pack, I guess what we want to teach them about so they can prepare before we come is how four countries can batter the hell out of each other for 4 years and then suddenly create the greatest team you can imagine. How important it is for roles and responsibilities within a team and how teams perform and work together seamlessly like that. Competition, what the foundation has done in terms of research and development to help fight MND and what progress they've had over the last 5 to 7 years perhaps. And then we also want to inspire them to be good citizens, sports people and or scientists. Now, what they also want to get over is what's amazing really is how one man like Doddy Weir can inspire all this with the fact that he's suffered terribly with MND. If you didn't know somebody with MND in your family in the past, you probably never heard of it. But suddenly we've heard of it and things have been done about it. And that man has had the ability to move a nation, I guess. And if we can teach the children that they can make a difference by believing and working hard, they can make a difference. Then I think as a team, we'll have achieved something.
Incredible. Ian, I mean, Doddy, you met Doddy many times and you've got connections to not just Doddy, but the Weir family. Cards on the table here. I was concerned that when Doddy passed away, that some of this might fizzle. But actually, it's gathered pace, and Rob said it there, one man is inspired. This is incredible, isn't it? And the big man would just be, he'd be all over this. I mean, to be on the steps of the Palace in Monaco, you can just imagine the big dafty with his tartan suit on, lapping the whole thing up and conducting.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
In the audience and holding court.
Do you know, it's one of these ones, Bruce, there's a wee thought sprung into my mind. I remember being down in Wales the first year we had the Doddy Weir Cup, and I had to look after Doddy, and Gary was there, Gary Armstrong, who, as you know, was just, he was there all the time. And I was at Doddy's table, and Gary says, "Now you've to look after him," and that means, and his best Jeddah accent, that means, mind, you've to look after him the now, because I'm going to hear a drink. So I was left with Doddy. Absolutely brilliant, because the man, the humour, as you know, that comes from Doddy, and just the he radiates all this stuff in the room. He finished off that night. He had Warren Gatland and Gregor Townsend down in pints in front of everybody to the count. He had I'm trying to remember, the Welsh had another coach, another rugby league guy, Rob, you had at that time. John Edwards, who said he had to drive home. Doddy says, "I'm no caring, you'll get somebody, you get a taxi." He had to get up on the stage. He then had the chief execs, he had Mark Dodson and the Welsh chief exec up there, all down in pints and down and stuff. That was just Doddy. He lit up. There was hundreds of people in that room, and he doesn't take control. He just stands up and people just listen to every word. They hang on everything he says. Larger than life. And Rob's absolutely right. I think the way that he has brought MND to the front there. And now, we talked about this the other day, Stephen Darby, the footballer, Rob Burrows and Doddy were the first three kind of big guys on the telly. We know we've had Fernando Rickson in the past. We've had Juice van der Westhuizen. We've had so many people affected by this globally. But Doddy, I think, just brought this to the fore, just the way he took this head on. And Kevin Sinfield, I think, came in slightly later. What an absolute legend of a man that has turned into. I mean, there's another absolute god, in my opinion. But Doddy was just so inspirational. And I think you're right, it's strange. He's grown in stature since he passed, which sounds a really strange thing to say. But his legacy will live on, at least, if not for one generation, for two or three generations. So, yeah,
he's like a bloody Jedi. He's just got stronger. It's an amazing thing. Listen, lads, you've got me absolutely buzzing about this, and there's still so many more bits to talk me through the Doddy Brick Road.
You want to do that one, Rob?
The Doddy Brick Road. We can buy a brick for 20 quid. There's 3,000 bricks, one for every kilometre of the challenge. And it can be done for a loved one or one for each member of the family. I mean, that's cool. The Doddy Brick Road. I'm running out of things to have named after him. He's got gins and beers and vodkas and whiskies. He's got merchandise. He's got, now he's got a bloody road.
Well, like we said, both of us have said, the team behind us is just full of ideas, and they're so good. And I believe Gail Monteith?
It's Gail that did that one, Rob, yeah.
She thought of that, and it was just revolutionary, I think, to have thought of that. I'm sure that people will be really excited about buying these bricks off us. And the bricks, the more bricks are bought, the more it'll inspire us to get on the bikes and practice and get prepared for the ride. So hats off to Gail for that. Thank you, Gail.
Now, talk me through that. You just sort of touched on it there. Like, we can, you watch these programs and it's half an hour and it's somebody doing some daft challenge like this. And we sit on our couch and go, that doesn't look that hard, because we're only seeing half an hour snippet of it. Like, this is going to be a fair old shift. You've done things before. How far to the front of your mind is the money, the impact you're making, the school? Surely you're just concentrating on pedaling.
Well, we've got 16 riders, and we'll have 4 riders on the road every hour. And then they'll ride as a peloton. So they'll only be on the minute, on the front for a minute, and then they'll just peel off to the back. So they'll have 15 minutes max in upper zone 2. The rest of the time they'll be in lower zone 2. Then they'll take a rest for 3 hours and then come back on the road. And we'll expect each group to be on, or subgroup to be on the road for 4 hours. So it's all achievable. We want it to be an enjoyable adventure. It's not going to be like a hard task. It's for all abilities. We'll grade people like sheep.
Hang on. It's not going to be a hard task. We're doing hour on, three off for 2,000 miles, Rob. This is like, it's going to be an enjoy. There's a whole load of us sitting going, I'll just watch.
No, we're going to grade them like sheep. So that sheep hasn't got much fat on it, so that sheep can do the hills. Well, we're in the Alps, that one's got more fur on it, well, fleece rather, so you can do the hills.
It's an amazing thing, and it'll be like being back in the changing room, isn't it? It's being part of something again, and this is the motivation, is to raise money, it's the foundation, it's education. You've got so much, but you know, let's not pull any punches here. It's brilliant to be back in amongst it, and a bit of chat and a bit of physical exertion, the emptying the tank for something, and you know, looking after each other. That there's a big buzz there, isn't there, Ian?
Absolutely. And Rob and I have talked about this. You know, we've done crazy stuff for charities and crazy stuff for ourselves. We've done Ironman stuff, triathlon stuff, marathons, you name it. You're on your own, and that's great. That's a great achievement. But there is something special, and I think that's why Rob and I bonded last year with Rob and that core team. There is something very special about being part of a team. We're talking about not just the team here of people that are cycling, because there's a lot of people doing a lot of work in the background, getting themselves prepared, getting themselves fit to be on bikes. But we've got a lot of people who have committed and put themselves and their businesses and their reputations on the line to do all the planning. To do, you know, like Gail coming up with this, the Doddy Brick Road thing. We've got Michael and Tom and Rob Durey and God, I'm going through them. I can't remember. I'll miss people out, so I'm not going to name them all. But we've got so many people in the background who are all contributing in whichever way it is that they can to be part of something really, really special. And you're absolutely right. Once we all get together, because some of us have never met, some of us have, but that. I know it's just going to be a special bond. The minute we all come together, when Rob brings the boys up from, we call it South of Scotland team at the moment, because we've got the South of Scotland team and the North of the Border team. Once that merges together, we're as one, which is a bit like Scottish rugby's ethos. We all are involved in rugby one way or another. So I just know it's going to be a great changing room. We are going to empty the tank. We're going to have highs. We're going to have lows. Hiccups, etc. But when we go through this, I'll guarantee we're all going to be friends for life.
Rob, look into that crystal ball for me. You've Scotland, Ireland, Wales, England, France, Monaco. You're then picking your way towards the stadium in Rome. Have you pictured that moment? Have you got an idea of what that finish line will look and feel like? And then being in the stadium, is there an anticipation already about that?
I think that we're in for so many highs. Monaco, again there, and then going on again to merging with the team from the French team and the Italian team to cycle together on to Pisa. Is it Pisa? And then on to Rome. I think we arrive on Rome on the Thursday, so we're planning on getting there a day early. Our wives and partners will join us, and then we'll have a party somewhere in a rugby club, I presume, with the Italians. So that's going to be fun. And then we're all teams are meeting in the Piazza Navona with Rob Wainwright on the Thursday. So anybody who wants to be there has to be in the Piazza Navona on the Thursday before the game at 4 p.m. And then that should be some get-together.
The Friday.
Thank you. We're meeting the Thursday. We're meeting Rob on the Friday and all the other teams. And then, of course, we've got the game on the Saturday, and Marcello's going to be taking the ball onto the pitch. You've got to pinch yourself. It's just crazy.
It is crazy.
From us just being in the middle of the night, talking on the bikes, being naughty boys.
Brilliant. It's so good. Ian McGeechan tells the story in the 97 Lions of, you know, in 25 years' time, you'll meet again and there'll just be a look. That's what you're creating here. You're creating moments like that. I know it's not in a Lions test series, but you're bringing people together from four corners. You're then joining up with French and Italian, and you're arriving. Your families are included. There's going to be a whole lot of people in that square. In I don't know if we've got 25 years, but in 5 years, in 10 years, there's just going to be a look, isn't there, amongst that group?
Absolutely. And I think you talked about the scenario. What, and my personal view is, what do I anticipate when we get to Rome? I think, irrespective of which of the nations you come from, when you go to Rome to play Italy at rugby there, the atmosphere is fantastic. It's like a carnival atmosphere. Rome's quite a small city. So I would imagine on the Friday, are we going to have a wee bit of difficulty drumming up 20,000 or so Scotsmen to welcome a bunch of lunatics coming in? We're going to be there early, as Rob says, the night before. And that was maybe slightly selfish because we wanted to have a couple of beers on the Thursday night before Rob Wainwright and the rest of the guys, because there are people coming under the Doddy Foundation banner from all parts of the UK, probably all different routes. So we're going to have a big party. There's going to be bagpipers there. There's going to be people from all nations. Do you think we're going to have to drum up support to get a noise going, Bruce? I don't think so. We're going to have one hell of a party there on the Friday afternoon. And, you know, for the Italian guys, Marcello Catita was crying when I spoke to him on the phone. I was crying when I spoke to him on the phone. I phoned Rob Boynes after that, and we were both bloody crying. There'll not be a dry eye in the house on the Friday at moments. There'll not be a dry eye in the house in the lead-up to that game on the Saturday. I think it just means so much to Marcello Catita and his family and the Italian Federation. And just on the, when we're talking about that, if you Google Marcello, he was at one point the highest point scorer in Italian rugby, played on the wing. His brother was a prop, a bit strange, but there you go. It happens. So he's going to have a complete buzz, and we've got that engagement now with Italy. So they're going to go away from this thinking, what do we do next for Doddy Weir? So yet again, we go back to this larger-than-life person who's no longer with us is still reaching out and teaching, touching people all over the rugby map. Unbelievable.
Rob, there is a cheeky bit of me that wants to say, what do you do next and how do you top this? But that's maybe for a whole other show. Let's not go there because you'll just scare people. I think it's incredible what you're doing, gentlemen. It excites me, and I'm not even really a part of it, but you know, you've got my backup, and I want to be. Yeah, you've got your website up and running. There it is. It's doddysgrandslam.com. You're on Instagram and Facebook, and there's all sorts of other things happening. So obviously this is to raise some pennies as well, Rob. So give us a bit of a rallying call for what people can do and how people can get involved and the sort of support that you're looking for.
Well, we want people to join us along the way and give us if they can't ride a bike, at least give us a clap on the way on the road. So we'll publish the route information on the website. If anybody can contribute a little bit towards the appeal, you know, we'd really, really value that. We've got some wonderful sponsors behind us. We've got the van company from Las Weed, who Ian can expand on a little bit because he knows them personally. And I'm coming up to meet them next weekend. We've also got the shirt manufacturers, which do a lot of good work in Scotland, and they're producing all our kit. We've got some IT sponsors. We've got a whole host of other sponsors coming on board. And what's ever so exciting, which we haven't actually mentioned yet, is we've got a TV company following us. So they're going to document all the good work the whole team does and our supporters do as well. And that'll benefit the foundation in terms of spreading the word, but it'll also benefit the sponsors because I guess their names will come up, which is only fair, to show how much they've supported us. So we really value that.
Amazing. Ian, you need to name check a few people, but I'm going to give you kind of the last words. Get people, if they're not excited, then I don't know if they've got a pulse at the moment, but I'll let you name check a few and then give us that last rallying call.
Do you know, Rob starts to know, we've got sponsors who are on board already. We've got Ben Short from Kirkcaldy, Dalkeith and Cooper Ford Centre. He runs Short's self-drive as well, the local company. Absolutely delighted. They've given us four vehicles. They're getting them all painted up and badged up at the moment with the My Name's Doddy on. They're doing a parts run from Kirkcaldy all the way to Gala. I don't know why anybody would want to go to Gala, but never mind. So they're going to get loads of kind of publicity doing that. They're absolutely delighted to be on board. So thank you very much to them. Mark Walker, who's a Glasgow Aki, but we can forgive him that, who's got VSN Sports. He's doing the kit for us. As Rob says, there's a lot of other people. Rob was away at an IT conference last week and managed to, through one of the other guys in the team, come up with about £10,000. We've got opportunity through our QR codes for people to sponsor. We're going to get that up and running. We've got media people going with us. We've got, as Rob says, TV crews going with us. We want to engage with our sponsors. We don't want to just say, give us some money, but you can sponsor the team members individually. You can sponsor the team collectively. Yes, we're selling spots like this on the jerseys, front and central. Imagine your company next to Prince Albert and Roger Baird with a ball. Unbelievable. What value do you put on that? Must be worth tens of thousands of pounds. We just want to rattle that tin. But what we do want to do, and this is really important, so if businesses want to get involved, get their names on these jumpers, these jerseys, and be part of this, we'll go and visit them. We'll go to them. We'll go and get a photograph taken with the bikes. You know, Rob will do that down in Wales. We'll travel anywhere.
Yeah.
We'll go to Timbuktu. We'll get a photograph taken so your company can upload that to their media and maximize what they get out of it. It's all about this engagement. As Rob said earlier on, making people aware of this horrible disease, touching as many people as we possibly can, and trying to make a lot of better human beings in the world and just reaching out as much as we can. Can't sell it any more than that.
Gentlemen, you've done a fabulous job. I'm excited about this. I can't wait to catch up with the two of you and see some of it, all of it. A way to check Skyscanner for some flights to Italy. I think this is going to be incredible. All the best, gentlemen. I'm absolutely delighted and thanks very much for coming on.
Thanks, Bruce. That's very kind of you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Bruce. That's absolutely brilliant. Look for a cheap flight to Monaco, mate, and cycle down to Rome. It'll be a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
There's surely a bus from Monaco to Rome. Cheers, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. It's incredible the inspiration that has continued. And these two have become thick as thieves. It's brilliant what this foundation's been able to do to bring people together. But then from it, they come up with these ideas and hopefully it's going to raise a ton of awareness. It's going to make people happy and it's going to raise some pennies to put into the pot to try and find a cure and support families that are dealing with MND. I tip my hat to them and I really hope I get to be a small part of it in some way, shape or form. If you've enjoyed it, you can catch us on Apple, Acast and Spotify. You can watch on Facebook and YouTube. Doddy just keeps going, doesn't he? My name is Bruce Aitchison from the Happiness Is podcast and my happiness is egg-shaped. I look forward to seeing you all again very, very soon. In the meantime, look after yourselves.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.